Hello, one and all. Welcome to For the Love of God. Y'all, today is Resurrection Sunday. Get excited. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Jesus Christ is alive. The verse of today is found in Matthew 28, verse 6. He's not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. We serve a risen Savior. Hallelujah. This is awesome news. Can you believe the same resurrection power that rose Jesus from the dead lives in us today as followers of Christ? Y'all, that is mind-blowing. Romans 6, 5-11 says, "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus, our Lord." This is exciting. We have a hope that the world so desperately needs to hear. We have the answer, and we need to share it. This is the gospel, the good news of how Christ saved us. Before he ascended to heaven to sit at the right hand of his Father, after finishing his assignment completely and perfectly, reconciling us back to the Father, he handed the baton to us, and he called us in what we now call the Great Commission. We are now Christ's ambassadors in the ministry of reconciliation. So what does commission mean? I had to go take a look. So the meaning I found is an instruction, command, or duty given to a people or a group of people. It's a command. It's an assignment. It is not a suggestion. It's not, okay, if you would like it. No, it's a command. So we find this in Mark 16, verse 15. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Y'all, we have to do this. I know it can be nervous, and sometimes I am nervous in sharing my faith because it is indeed an offensive one just saying that Jesus is the only way to heaven. But that is the truth, because again, he is the truth and the life. We're not truly living until we have Christ living on the inside of us. Although we can be scared, we need to push forward and do what our Lord commanded us to do, being his disciples. We have to be courageous because we have not been given the spirit of fear, and God promises not to leave us or forsake us. So we can go ahead and do this. And the more we do it, the better we get at it. Picture this. If someone is dying in front of you and you have the antidote to save them, unless you hate them, you will give it to them, right? We have the antidote, y'all. Romans 10, 14-15 says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." We have been sent by the Lord himself. Let's go. 1 Peter 3:15 also tells us that we need to be ready to share the good news, and it shows us how to do it. It says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." Now this fear is a reverential fear of God. God did say that if we love him, we will obey his commandment. So for the love of God, let's do what he says. The best part is he will go with us. So with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can do this. Let's go. Just like the Samaritan woman who encountered Jesus at the well, the greatest evangelist ever, if you ask me, let's go to our neighbors, our coworkers, etc., and tell them to come and see. Thank you for joining me on For the Love of God. See you next time.